Evangelicals understand that God is the same God in both the Old and New Testaments. He is not a God of curses and punishment in one testament, and a God of mercy and forgiveness in the other. Instead, in both testaments, he is a God of justice and love. But despite this fact, some Christians still think that the Old and New Testaments teach different gospels, that God had different requirements for salvation before and after Jesus. But did he? Or were people saved the same way in both the Old Testament and the New Testament?
One of the issues that is so important for Christians to come to grips with is how the two testaments fit together. Tragically, some branches of the church, at least tragically in my view, some branches of the church have all but taught that the New Testament has replaced the Old. I don't think that's true at all. In fact, they are complementary. They fit together with each one connecting to the other, the Old Testament providing the base upon which the New Testament builds. The Old Testament teaches from start to finish that the only basis for our redemption is grace. There are those who would argue that the Old Testament believer was intended to be saved by obedience. I don't think that's correct. I think that just as Paul deals with Abraham in the book of Galatians and says, you know, grace preceded Torah. Grace preceded the Sinai covenant with its restrictions. I think that's even true in Exodus. I've often said to people, did God say to the Hebrew people in Egypt, here's my Torah, keep that perfectly for about 400 years and I'll come and deliver you? If he had, they would still be in Egypt. But no, he delivered them by grace. Then comes the Torah. Would you like to be my people? Would you like to walk with me? Well, here's what that would mean. So I think just as the New Testament epistles in particular speak about people who have come into the covenant by grace. And now Paul says, now here's what the implications are for your life. I think the Old Testament is doing the same thing, that it is saying the only way anybody comes into a relationship with God is by God's grace. And having come, then there are some implications from that.
I think there's a common misunderstanding about, namely, that people in the Old Testament were saved by works, and that in the New Testament they're saved by grace. Whereas, in fact, a careful reading of the Bible shows that people in both the Old and the New Testament are saved by grace through faith, and that it was always the expectation that God would provide a perfect sacrifice for sin, and that it is through trusting in that sacrifice and believing in it that God gives us the ability to grasp by faith the benefit of Christ's sacrifice that we are saved. And that was always the expectation in the Old Testament, looking forward in anticipation to the coming of Christ. And that is the expectation of the New Testament writers, that we're saved by grace through faith. So it is a consistent message that runs all the way through the Bible.
There's a misconception by some people that the Old and the New Testaments teach different gospels. And it usually goes like this. They usually say the Old Testament teaches a gospel by works. You keep the law and you're saved. The New Testament is a gospel of grace, where you, by faith, you believe in God's gift of grace. But really, that's a complete misconception of salvation. Salvation in the Old Testament was by faith in God. And especially faith in God's promise to provide a provision, God's promise to provide a sacrifice, an ultimate sacrifice for sins. And of course, it was looking forward to the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Paul talks about this a lot. He talks about it in Galatians. He talks about it in even more detail in Romans chapter 4. He refers to Abraham, the father of the Jewish faith, the father of the Jewish nation. And he points out that Abraham was not saved by works. He was not saved by keeping the law. The law hadn't even been instituted at that time. Abraham was saved by faith, by trusting in God, by believing in God's promise to provide a Savior. So ultimately, salvation comes through faith. Faith and trust in God's grace, God's gift of His Son, who paid the penalty for our sins so that we can have an eternal relationship with Him.
How were people saved in the Old Testament? Were the rules different? Were God's requirements altered in the Old Testament? I've often thought, when we read in Hebrews chapter 11, the list of the great heroes of the faith, some of them, most of them, prior to the New Testament, would all have flunked a basic quiz on Christology or the atoning death of Christ. So if they were intellectually in the dark about the plan of salvation, how could they be saved? Well, I think that we need to break down our answer into two key parts. One is, what was the basis for their salvation? And secondly, what did they need to know in order to access that basis of salvation? And we seem to be able to stand on solid ground in affirming that Jesus Christ's atoning death and resurrection is the basis for the salvation of every human being who will be or ever was saved. In the case of saints like Moses and David and Abraham, they are, in a sense, in Christ, saved by Christ, as the merits of Christ's death are retroactively applied to their account. They are saved on the basis of Christ's death, even before Christ died in the chronological sequence of history. Christ is the Savior of all people, past, present, and future. But what did they need to know in order to access that? It seems to be that as we read the scriptures, their willingness to trust God, trust His promises made to them, and trust in God's as yet undisclosed provision for their neediness, their moral inadequacy, that faith that God would supply, embodied in the words of Abraham as he takes his son Isaac to the altar, in that hideous test of faith, the Lord will provide, is what prompts the generous heart of God to apply the saving merits of Christ to the account of all these people who have not yet seen what we have been privileged to see in Christ.